Home Care, how can I help you?
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yes.
Hi, Anthony Foss here, caregiver.
Hi,
for Melissa Kresge.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Well, I've been getting messages from Sam
mm-hmm.
about Melissa has a discharge date of February 28th.
Okay, let me pull.
I was wondering if
that
was removed
on.
Or not, because I called yesterday and they said that must be an error because her benefits and everything are still good until May. I was about to head down to the county now with her to try to get it straightened out.
Let me see what it says here. You mean you spoke to her service coordinator with Keystone?
Not Keystone, no. The
county
assistance office.
Yeah, I don't know why it's
yeah.
coming up, showing up as an end date of the 28th still. Let me see, because we were having trouble with the state website a moment ago. Let me see if that's back up and running yet.
Yeah, and I received a letter for her yesterday. It said something about the 28th,
mm-hmm.
no longer enrolled in Community Health Choices as of February 28th.
Oh, so maybe it's possible that she might need to have an assessment done, an assessment with the SC, because they need to have an annual visit with her to get that, to get reassessed. But let me see if there's a note in her file.
Well,
Melissa.
She just got a form done with her doctor, just in case. It's a PA5 form.
Disabled. If let me just, because the letter came from CHC and not the county, so that may not be the issue. They may not need that, but let me see what we can do. Okay, so we have her. Come on.
Let's take a look at this letter. Medical assistance, MA. Starting in 2/28/26, you will no longer be enrolled in a community health services plan. That sounds like booting out of the insurance.
Yeah, so let me just see.
And she's not due for renewal until May.
Not with the CAO, yeah. Not from the county assistance. Let me see. All right, hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So I am in Keystone's website, and it's saying that her eligibility end date is with Keystone, and then they're moving her over to a Keystone First aligned plan, which means she will not have her waiver. So I am going to do you have her – do you know who her service coordinator is, Sherry?
Sherry
Campbell is her service coordinator.
Okay, I'm going to write this down.
Okay, I'm going to text it to you, okay? I'll text it to this number, all of the information. Give her a call because she may have some further insight about it as to what exactly is needed to make sure she doesn't lose that waiver. You want to get this done ASAP, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye.